Yeah. Hold up. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you. Bad bitches, fuck them, then dismiss them. Bad. I ain't really here to take no pictures.
Flash.
Middle finger up for the system.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Poop is robotic, I ain't touching.
Nah.
Looking at your hoe because she bussin'.
Yeah. Woo.
Riding in that coupe with the wings.
Hello guys, this is a podcast and it has been curated by Culture Custodian. It's called Millennials. We have four guests today. Well, we have two regulars and two guests. No, we have three regulars and one guest. We have Maiwa, who runs Culture Custodian. He might own it, I don't really know the specifics. We have Fakewa, she's cool, she's always here.
Yep.
We have TMT, who needs no introduction, but he's a Gemini, that's a fun fact you should know.
Second time you've told us this.
I'm a Gemini too.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Kanye West and Donald Trump are also Geminis.
Wow.
That really explains it.
Prince William is a Gemini, so
he has a gun up point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we have our last guest.
Mr. Dara.
His name is Dara.
Hi, Dara.
He often goes by the names Mr. Dara and Baby Bro.
Baby Bro.
Baby Bro.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's like Bro. It's like, because the baby thing.
Baby Bro, basically it's Baby Boy, but with like a V and two H's.
Yeah, see, I tried to do the Bro. Like baby bro. Okay.
Baby Bro, yeah.
So, sweet. Welcome to the podcast. It is nice to have you here. You
Hi,
smell
everyone.
Lovely. You smell like lavender, bro. I'm talking to Baby Bro. You guys smell like soap, which is okay, I guess.
It's Armani, actually.
It's Armani.
It's good. Lovely.
Why are you giggling, man?
Because you guys are killing me.
This week, we have some very, 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 that's three verys. An English professor once told me that very is like one of the worst things you can say because it means you like have a weak
limited
grasp.
Vocabulary.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a very cool episode.
You know that explains Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's huge.
Very bad.
It's
bad.
Big, sad.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so this week we have a good, much good episode. Much good episode, and you know, I'm going to let Fake Ever lead us in prayer. No, not in prayer, just in start. let's go.
Okay, actually, it's my wife that's going to lead us.
Hallelujah.
On this topic, because you know, this is where he shines. So, okay. Come through my
wait, head. But why didn't you ask everyone how their weeks have been?
Oh, that's true. How's everybody's week been? What are you saying already, Dara?
I've just been sleeping. Through, I haven't done anything productive.
Fair enough.
I've had a strong week myself.
What, sleeping?
No.
Working?
I've been very productive this week.
Okay,
I'm not even kidding. Like,
I've done so much. I'm really proud of you.
I'm changing some of your lives in ways you can't even begin to comprehend. I will literally blow your brains and put them back together into pieces and make it sharper, I guess.
He's not joking. He's actually being serious.
I'm 100% serious.
Well, I can't wait to see what you've been working on. I'm really
How was your week, Dika?
It's chilled.
Yeah? Chilled?
Yeah, I feel like I had a good week, but I can't remember what happened now. So
okay.
I don't really have any stories for you guys.
Well, how was your week?
I went to Kirikiri last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it for that thing? That whole bullshit? Yeah.
It's fellowship. Some bullshit.
Oh, I thought you meant prison for some old bullshit.
Yeah?
I thought you went to prison for some old bullshit. Yeah. Got me on some old bullshit.
No, he went for a
but
good
But I beat the case.
What? With a couple lawyers.
But do you go and pray with the prisoner?
No, like my fellowship are trying to help people in prison. So we went like with a legal team and a medical team.
Mm-hmm.
So the medical team was there to basically to like take their blood sugar levels, do eye tests for them.
Do they all have AIDS?
I don't know anything about that. The blood sugar levels were like diabetes and stuff.
Were their sugar levels high or low?
A couple of people had high sugar levels.
Well, was it strictly just like a legal thing and like a health checkup, or were you like ministering to them or just like talking to them?
I mean, we did like a small 15-20 minute service for them.
Did they pray and sing?
Yeah, they prayed and they sang. And the pastor from my fellowship spoke to them, like gave
Fair enough.
A cool 5-10 minute sermon.
And were they malnourished or like all buff? Like?
Nah, they look like you and I.
Okay.
And then.
Did they actually know what they did?
Yeah, because like with the legal team, what we did is they basically put like, I don't remember how many were, maybe 8 or 10 lawyers. they gave us each a table, and then they would call the prisoners, and then basically you had like a form, so you had to make notes what they're in for, how long they've been in for, last court date, when their next court date is, and then advice. So yeah, a lot of it, man, I think we underestimate how like fucked up the judicial system in Niger is.
If it's fucked up in America, how fucked can it be in this country?
Because like, it's actually a thing that like police like, can really see bad. You on the road, stop you, take you to this place called they call SARS in Ikeja. And they'll tell you, they'll accuse you of a crime they know nothing about. Like they could tell you you committed, they could tell you like you were the one who robbed a house down the road they saw you walking on. Like things like that. And they'll just take you.
Yeah.
And the thing, because like the legal system is so fucked, so like you could be there for like 2-3 years and maybe you would have gotten like 5 court dates. And when you keep going to court, they just keep adjourning. So nothing's happening, but you're just stuck in prison. And then the bill is so high, like, you can't afford it. Or, like, you don't know anyone who can help you with it.
They can just reduce the bill.
So, yeah, it was a good,
a good session, basically.
Yeah, it was a good experience, but it was a bit, like, saddening.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Because, nigga, you probably cried.
Such a bully. it's okay. If
there's
you
no
cried.
Shame in crying. Yeah,
yeah, it's care. Fine.
Boys,
like
boys cry too.
Men cry too.
Men
so
cry.
We all cry.
Thug tears.
Yeah, thug tears.
Mm.
So yeah, first topic.
Yeah.
Okay, the protests. So today, when we're recording, the protests went down today. Did any of you go?
No.
Obviously not. All, yeah.
Because I mean, we're here.
No, it was over by 12.
Yeah.
It was over by 12. Mm-hmm. I wasn't up by
then. Wow.
Okay.
I woke up early, they went back to bed.
Okay, reason. I just wanted to, like, was there any reason you guys didn't go?
I had CVS clams.
I actually don't have a reason, to be honest.
That's none of my business.
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like, and also, like, the general thought of it seemed unsafe. Like, I wonder, the thing is, like, usually when there's protesting, there's usually a series of protests. So it's never just one day of protesting. It's always, like, a week or something. Mm-hmm. So the first one, I try not to go for those because if people start being shot at, then...
Yeah. Well, the thing, from what I saw on Twitter, apparently the police, like, were very well behaved. They were there to actually protect the protesters.
But, like, the protests, is it about the, like... Like the same thing Two-Face was protesting about.
Two-Face was like a face of the protest.
But he,
but he pulled out.
Yeah, he
I think,
pulled out and tried to tell people also like don't. Why are you smiling?
One could say Two-Face was Two-Faced.
Yeah, I actually saw that on Twitter. That. Yeah, literally.
Fuck! So I wasn't the first person to make that point.
No, you were.
No, but somebody said like for once in his life
he pulled out.
Like
Jay Z didn't.
Like, that's so
weird. It is, and I don't know if you can really blame him.
No, I saw someone quote the tweet.
No, you can't blame him.
Can't blame like for like he has a football team to support. Like he's.
But is that an excuse though?
What for?
Is that an excuse, fella? Like back in there, fella had a football team.
It's a standard to hold him by. It's not an excuse. Yeah, it's one that if you can't live up to that standard,
you're
gonna
be a rebel. Yeah, you really need to like.
And again, bro.
Yeah, man. Forget your family.
Because I think, I personally think it was a bit spineless of him to say he was going to do something and then to pull out. Like
the thing is fine. Like I'm just playing devil's advocate.
If you're taking the stance that you want to protest, that means you've thought it through and you feel like the protest is what.
But he probably thought that he would have a lot more support. Like when he came out with the process, he did that. No,
he did. Davido and Burna Boy said
that is support. A lot of people were asked like, "Well, like they're not coming out or whatever." Well,
I don't think that's true.
Like people were always coming at him for wanting to do the process. Then he pulled out.
No, what people came at him for was the fact that, because it turns out. When Goodluck was president, he collected money from PDP when he got married in Dubai. I think the governor of Akwa Ibom kind of like subsidized part of his wedding, paid part of it, and he gifted them like cars and stuff. So people felt he was tainted and he had no place to do it because it just seems like he's protesting because he's not making like he's not profiting. because PDP were bad. He didn't lead any protests.
Like a PR stunt.
Yeah. So I think that was what people were upset about. Not that like they didn't want to support him. Everyone is kind of like pissed off with this government and the way everything is going. But I think it was just Two-Face being the face of it made it hard for people to get
behind. So you think if it was somebody else, like a lot more people would be on the road right now, like protesting?
I think
if
it was Femi Kuti, I think
it would have made
it would there would have been greater traction, because Femi doesn't really, there's really nothing you can, and Femi we know is fearless, so he would have probably seen it through.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, fair enough. Like, yeah, I think that's like we've spoken about that.
Anyway, now we can move on to the Super Bowl. Did anybody watch the game?
The game. The game.
Yeah, the game.
The Super Bowl game.
Yeah, the game.
The game of the Super Bowl, the American football.
Yeah.
I watched a bit. I watched like the first three quarters,
and what
I
went to bed.
The Falcons are dominating the shit out of the New England douchebags.
Yeah.
Patriots. And
and then what happened?
And then I went to bed. I woke up. Before I went to bed, it was like 28-9. So they were destroying them. And then I went to bed. I woke up the next morning and I found out the Patriots had won 34-28.
Mental.
Won't he do it?
And he did it, to be honest.
Yeah, Donald Trump is really amazing. Yeah.
He was so annoying. Donald Trump had nothing to do. Actually.
Maybe. It was probably Putin.
Yeah, we don't know. Did anybody watch the performance?
Nope.
Why? Did you not care about...
Turn up. I just saw that. I'm so happy for you. What?
What happened? Oh, so Michelle just got a credit to alert. And that just threw us all off. To be honest, we're really happy for him because times are fucking hard.
Who wants lunch? I'm kidding. I'm not buying you guys lunch.
What? Lunch no, on no, you, Timmy?
No, I'm not.
You have to, like, you're forgetting that we have an announcement to make. And based off that announcement, you have to start treating
me. Fekewa and I are adopting a child.
Yeah, we are.
And we're also having an actual child.
Yeah, we are.
We already signed the adoption papers and then she got pregnant. Now it's like awkward as fuck. We don't know if we can give the child back.
No, we actually can't.
You can just put the child up for adoption again.
We just have to love the both
of them. But if you have the receipts, I'm sure you can
return them. There are no receipts. It doesn't work that way.
What?
It's a human being. You can't just return it and say, I don't want it anymore. It's not damaged goods. It's a baby.
All orphans are kind of damaged goods.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
No,
he's kidding.
All people are damaged goods. Orphans are just slightly damaged. More damaged. Yeah,
well, technically.
Some more damaged than others, you know.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair so, enough. Yeah, what did you guys think of Lady Gaga doing the Super Bowl halftime?
I know some of us think she didn't deserve the spots, but like it was okay.
Yeah, but like, where did Lady Gaga come from? Like,
I don't know.
The Migos, you had Beyonce.
Anybody could have done it and it would have been a little bit more fire, but more it was...
Except for... Somebody has to perform. I'm on a new level.
No, he can't just do one song for 13 minutes. That's not...
He could have done Shaka Ranks.
But she said she was performing like old songs.
Yeah, so she did a lot of her old songs. It was kind of like a greatest hits type of mashup thing.
That's what the Super Bowl is, though.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. It just felt a little rushed. She was jumping all over the place. Always on like one end of the stage, didn't really stay in one place. Like too many costume changes and bits and bobs and flying from like the top of the stadium down. But like her voice is amazing, so I'll give her that. I just wish I was more of a fan. That's all.
You were that weren't brought out.
Yeah, like I was like that's why I watched all 13 minutes because I was expecting a cheeky surprise, like somebody cheeky to surprise. Come out, and it was
Bad and Bougie remix.
Nigga, it was just her. You get what I mean? Like. Oh,
everybody fucks with Bad and Bougie, man. All communities, white, black, Hispanic.
White people fuck with anything Nigerian, anybody else fucks with. Like, man. They don't really start anything, to be honest.
Yeah, so, they just eat chocolate stuff.
I guess that's a good segue to like the albums in January.
Yeah.
Sampha dropped an album.
Yes,
Kehlani dropped an album.
Sweet Girl.
The Migos.
Big Sean dropped
Big
an album.
Big Sean dropped an album.
Sid dropped an album.
The Migos. Dropped an album.
Yeah, twice. You're saying it twice.
No, I'm just saying it
twice.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So yeah, what was your favorite January release?
Migos, obviously.
Why?
Because it's the Migos now. I mean, I listened to the album. It was sick.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, it's a good reason.
That's a pretty good reason. My favorite album of the year.
You're probably going to say Sid, aren't you?
Sampha.
Okay.
Same here.
I just downloaded that.
I haven't listened to Sampha's album yet. And I really want to do it, but I'm saving it for when I'm like in that space.
I'm not even in that space, but there's like a calm,
right now life is a little bit hectic. I need Migos to get me through Lagos right now. So when I'm done with that,
Sid as well. I'm coming for you.
Because I really like you said that it's like out. Aaliyah vibes, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm down for that.
Sweet.
And Kalani is like TLC vibes for anybody who loves TLC.
What's TLC? Tell that love and child.
No, like, you're so annoying. Okay, I just go where you
do. I know what TLC is.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
What does TLC stand for, the band?
T was Left Eye in Chile.
Oh, so so innovative.
You're so annoying. No, but
TLC is like Tender Loving Child Care, you know.
Okay,
get some TLC, you know. Guys, fuck his mom's school. Yeah, you guys send your kids to TLC.
Come through, man. Oswald Phase 2, man. It's lit.
Yeah, it's actually really good because my brother did summer school there and he had a lovely time.
Yeah. And if you don't want them to go chasing waterfalls,
and that's where Timothy and I are sending our child and our daughter.
Yeah, send your kids.
We're raising one of them.
we're not sending any back.
You have to choose now.
Well, I'm not doing this.
What?
Because I love both of them.
You haven't met them. You don't know them yet.
What? I have one that's on the way, the adopted child, and the other one in my
Yeah, he's in the milk. We can cancel the other now.
We can't cancel the other.
Call DHL.
No, they are loved equally.
We can send them the wrong
They're
house.
Both going to Tender Loving Care. That is it.
Damn it. Okay, fine.
TNT, why did you like the Sampha album?
Because it was like really... I mean, I wasn't sold because I love Sampha. I love the songs he put out with like Subtract back in the day.
Yeah.
And then...
He has been around for a while.
Yeah, he has.
Really 2010-ish.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know... I listen to No One Knows
His
Me.
His voice is actually amazing.
No One Knows Me Like My Mother's Piano.
Yeah.
Dude. So, like, I listen to that, and it's, like, this really mid... It's low. It's actually not mid. It's slow. It's acoustic. Mm. It's just him on the piano singing about his mom's piano, I guess. Oh. The one he grew up with in his house. But that's not really what the song's about.
It's just 10 songs on the album.
Yeah, it's just... The song is nostalgic.
I love that. I hate it when artists give you, like, 19 or 20. I actually don't mind skits because that reminds me of, like, the 90s albums. Like, when you used to... Like, I just have a sweet experience. But now it's, like, 20 songs.
No, I think skits are doing the most of it.
I really like skits.
Depends on the album. Like.
Can't you guys remember that TLC's album with the skits, like, in between the song? Like, every other song had, you know?
It was, like, them early Kanye ones.
They had skits.
College of Only Registration.
I used to love
Kanye
the skits.
Kanye with the concept albums, man, yeah.
They're lovely.
TMT, what did you think of I Decided? Because I think you're the one who's
listening to that.
It's very... Yeah, I'm undecided on...
I
like the album. I like a lot of songs on it. I really, really like Jetpack Blues because it has this whole... You know, Big Sean is like one of those guys where he's a really good rapper, but he's also like... He's from that Kanye school of rapping where he really knows how to... make you feel nostalgic, even about things you never really experienced. Like, he'll talk about his family, things they went through, and just, like, how, like... And he doesn't make it sound depressing. It's, like, he'll talk about, like, when... Like, you know, where, like, how Drake is always referring to that old Acura. Like, I think that's the most famous kind of hip-hop right now. Like, so he does that. Like, he just goes back and he'll talk about, like, little things and big things. It's a really good album.
On that note, then that Kalani's album is really for girls as well.
Yeah, it's a pro girl.
She has some really like good lyrics and stuff like that, but it's just the production. There are too many Chris Brownie songs on there. Do you get what I mean? But the lyrics are really good. Like, I don't see any girl listening to that.
So it's well written.
It's well written. It's very well.
But the delivery
has lyrics.
Yeah, the delivery.
She's a lyrical person.
Yeah, she is. And the intro is what like sold the album for me because it's spoken word, and I love spoken word. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I have a random question relating to albums. Like, when you guys first listen to an album, you guys like listen to it in order or on shuffle?
I listen to it in order
because I always feel like the artist is trying to tell his story. Like, I don't know. So I just listen to it in the way. But there are some albums that I listen to randomly, like Migos' album.
I knew there was no story.
There was none of that.
They've been telling some stories, man. Like, you know, what's the price, you know?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But it's not like they were it's not like the album was like. Going
up, man, you know. In this economy, you know, man,
inflation.
So it depends Migos on the artist.
Deep, no, Migos.
Quick segue.
Yeah.
I need to make this about me for a second, which I, you know, I kind of do with everything.
Okay.
I haven't put out some money in it, so I'm named to vent about my personal life.
Okay.
You have the floor, go.
Yeah, so this is like where I am right now. So it's this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we know each other, blah, blah, blah. And a bunch of people know we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never really spoke to her. Like, I just didn't talk to her. And then one day, one of my friends hit me up and she was like, oh, I heard you talking to this girl. And I was like, what girl? She was like, that girl. I was like, I don't even know her number. And then that just left, like, this whole thing in my brain. Like, why does everyone think I'm talking to her? That's so weird. And then I ran into her later on. I got her number. And now I'm actually talking to her just because people told me not to talk to her.
And how's that going?
It's fantastic. She's very funny.
Let me tell you. Good.
People tell you not to talk to her. You're talking to her.
Yeah. Tell me
that. That's how it is now.
Oh, you know, I have first hand experience, and you know about this, of people telling you not to talk to someone. Are you doing it?
Yeah.
I'm regretting it.
Wait, why don't I know? Is it because I told you not to? Okay.
It's like the best thing ever.
Fair enough.
It's like the best thing ever.
It's really the best thing ever.
Because I feel like such a dirty boy.
Because people told you not to.
Not so you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wonder if you're going to find out that we know each other.
But why did they tell you not to? Does she have a boyfriend or something?
That's not important.
When you get burnt, it will make sense.
I don't get burnt. I do the burning. That's crazy. I get burnt all the time.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm a passionate man. I just
That's good. So do you feel like you've gotten off your chest? Like, do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel good talking about it with you guys.
So what's the... Don't underestimate him, Tyrus. Is that what
it's No, it's not even about that. It's just like, why did you guys put it in my brain to begin with? Now I have to talk to her. Now I have to like get to know her and find out like what it is you don't want me to see. And I've seen it and I'm like, oh, this is nice. I like this. Oh. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's good.
Great.
Lovely.
Glad we could hash this out like adults. Yeah
so what next, Bella?
Well, yeah, Davido and Issa. No, should we talk about Davido and Issa now? Should we talk about Burna Boy and Drake?
Burna Boy and Drake. Oh, that made me so happy. Because I loved both of them.
I just think Drake is a... Are we recording?
Yeah.
Culture vulture.
I just think Drake is a fucking culture vulture.
Yeah.
Pest. steal out vibes. I just raps on the beat and now it's Drake's song. Like, you know that song with the British guy now?
Dave.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the original.
Of course, 100%.
No, not everyone. I know someone that really likes the version with Drake. I think the original.
You know,
shit.
My brother was saying. My brother was saying that like Free Me, there should be a remix with Drake.
No,
I was just like,
that's what Drake is trying to do.
But the thing is, Free Me is like if Free Me got that boost, because I think Free Me is like that should have been Burna's crossover track.
Yeah.
Like it could be like an Ojo Legba.
Yeah.
And I also think, like, if you think of like the subject of the song, is what all Drake talks about these days, like all his fake friends, enemies, friends pretending to be enemies, like enemies pretending to be friends, like all that shit. I guess in that line, what's your guys' like favorite Nigerian artist, international artist collab?
So far,
like in history,
Daddy Yo. Even if I still love Drake, man. I love Drake.
Yeah.
So is it talented douchebag?
I agree.
I don't know which
best crossover song.
Yeah, or collab song.
It's gonna be that one,
Which one, Daddy O?
Not Daddy O. Who's on Daddy O? Who's the crossover?
It's FBI that's on Daddy O, which is FS Ghanaian, so it's not like that's West that African.
Is. I was even with Drake said that.
Does it have to be Nigerian?
Nigerian and foreign international artists.
Mm.
Foreign artists is Safari for last year. Safari, you know that song J Balvin and Pharrell?
I feel like you played it for me. Is that guy Nigerian?
No, he's like it's a reggaeton song.
Oh, I know the song you're talking about. No, we're talking Nigerian.
Nigerian.
Okay, Nigerian international is definitely it's either Ojo Legba remix or
Ojo Legba remix
or the
don't say D'Banj or Snoop Dogg.
Ew.
How about One Dance?
They have a song.
D'Banj and Snoop Dogg miss and down.
But I really like the Wizkid and Justin Sky song. I don't know
that's
why
a good
people
song.
Don't like
that's
it. But I really like that song. I still
do. Yeah, that was good.
I feel like I'm missing a Wizkid song right now.
That crossed over?
Yes.
I didn't think so. Oh, randomly, I didn't know that
One Wizkid Dance, what the fuck?
But we said One Dance like six times.
No.
Let me shut it up.
But wait, did you guys know Wizkid and Drake have never met?
Yeah.
They met on the One Dance video shoot.
No, they didn't.
Weren't they both in South Africa?
No, they weren't.
That's so fucking
awkward. Is there a video of that song? For that song?
Yeah. It was recorded, but I don't think it hasn't seen the light of day.
Yeah. Oh, there's also that Tiny Temper and Wizkid song.
Yes,
oh, Mamacita.
Yeah, Mamacita.
Fuck that song. Nah,
I like this video more than so I like the song,
man,
though.
Nah.
I really like the vibes Cartel and Burna Boy, by the way.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
It's a good song.
Let me think.
I really like Burna Boy. I love him a lot. I wish he was the one that was like at the forefront of this whole thing.
Yeah, but he's an arrogant douche, so I don't really give a fuck.
Really?
Okay. Why did you say really?
I didn't know that.
He was an arrogant douche?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that now. Like, oh no, all I do is jam his music. Like, where will I see him for him to be an arrogant douche?
Oh, well, my one and I are out there. So we get to meet
you. So you guys get to
friend. In the industry, you know?
So, I mean, the only thing I saw was at Native Land when he, like, went off the stage.
No, I don't blame him for that.
But that I think they cut his mic off.
Yeah, but that, like, I don't, like, that's the only thing I've ever seen, and I don't even blame him for that. Maybe I love him a bit too much. Anyway.
Never mind.
If he would.
Don't worry, it has nothing to do with this. I have this key, and the handle is heart-shaped, and I'm thinking if I put it in soap and I blow it out, will it make heart-shaped bubbles?
Wow. Timmy's out.
Yeah, you could try it out.
Yeah, you could try it out.
But it has to have, like, the ridges, you know, like, the ridges for the bubble thing.
Wow. Yeah.
You can't just blow. So I'm killing my ideas.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, man.
But, you know, I didn't know so much about bubble blow.
But anyway, guys, focus. Back to Davido and SRS.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about Drake, and I mean, no one knows if there's like music coming out of it, but I think
Burna was at
Drake's London show, and then like they took pictures outside, like they hung out. So I don't know, maybe if they hit the studio.
That show looked fire, by the way. Like, I haven't been, but my friend has been telling me. Like about the
everyone
show.
On my like Instagram and like Snapchat was that it.
I haven't checked anything because I was so pained and burnt. But like from his experience,
Young Thug
division. He brought out gigs on my friend's night and Section Boys, and obviously that was Section.
Fun fact is if there's ever an artist called The Vision, it's going to be so confusing.
Right, fair enough. I get you.
Also, to have happened, Issa and Davido kind of got back together.
That's good.
Is it really good?
It is. It's good.
Why is it good?
Because Davido desperately needed new management. His old manager was... Anyway, what's next?
But
I mean, I think, also beyond even that, I think it's like, he's reached the point now...
where he needs a professional manager.
No, I think... No, he does. Probably needs like he works. Probably needs like a professional manager. But I think now it's like a back to basics approach.
Issa
was managing him. That was like the first album. That was his first manager. So basically, Issa broke TV.
Yeah.
And then now he's reached the point where he's now a superstar. Like he's top three biggest in the country, and he probably just needs guidance.
Fair enough.
Issa has managed, there was a bit where he's managing the bunch. He's managed Nito, he's managed Budge, he's managed IOJ. So,
he's all lit niggas.
Yeah, he has like, there's no better person basically.
Good. Sorry. Lovely. Guys, Beyonce and her announcement with the twins. Congratulations. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now that I'm expecting, it's only
Jigga has been eating his yam, if you know what I'm talking about.
You're so annoying. But yeah, and also shout out to Jay-Z for that.
But for real, man, like of all people to have twins, like Beyonce, like,
yeah.
Are we so blessed?
Don't kill me.
Like, it's no, but honestly, we're about to have two extra Beyoncés and Jay-Zs, and then that's
hopefully
all we need.
More Beyoncé,
yeah.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be the person to say that.
Amen. Yeah, more Beyoncé, like, but yeah, I'm happy for her and her news.
Blue is cute,
and fuck all the white feminists like that were coming for her for expressing her joy and happiness.
Fuck them.
Fuck all of them. We don't fuck with y'all. So that's that.
Shout out to Sugar Belly too. She's not white.
Sugar Belly, go out there.
It's good at Beyonce's behind.
I guess. I mean, I didn't see anything on my TL. I only saw salty-ass white feminists.
It was more than one tweet, and it was like...
Really?
24 hours apart.
That's but I didn't see... Okay, I guess people on my timeline weren't paying any attention
to it. But I think Sugar Belly likes to be contrarian, so she probably just knew...
The
buttons to press.
Fair enough. On to more Black excellence and Black joy. The new edition...
You're the only one here who's seen it.
Yep.
Well, it's good, guys. Even though I'm the only one that's seen it, and I've told all of them to watch it.
I forgot.
So surprised because you know it's BT.
Yeah.
Anything they touch is basically trash.
You know, a bit of excellence y'all haven't been jiggy to.
What?
Love and hip hop.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Dude, look at this boy. Anyway, as I was saying, it's actually really well done, and I like that it's not just a 2-hour movie because you know how with biopics they try to
2-hour movie.
Yes, it's not just 2 hours, like it's 6 hours, but it's in three parts.
said it's not just a 2-hour movie. I thought it was like your point was like, it was shorter.
Wait,
but
no,
6 hours.
No,
but I mean that makes it incredibly layered.
Exactly, which is why it's really good because you can actually appreciate the journey, and obviously the group really did start out in three phases, so they can't even give you just one movie; it'll be too rushed. Like you had when they were kids. Then you had when Bobby Brown left, and then Johnny Gill came in. And then you have when, what was the guy's name? Raphael, the lead singer, left them, and then they now had to do Belle Div DeVoe. And then Bobby Brown.
Whoa, wait, don't blow my mind right. Like, Belle Div DeVoe
came from New Edition. Yeah, you didn't know this, yeah. That's how they started out. Because basically, the three of them couldn't really sing. You had one of them that could sing, but the other two were really just, they could rap and like carry a tune and dance, but they weren't really like singers like that. So he has to come through with like a little rap hip hoppy song / album. So it's a really good insight. And Bobby Brown is the worst, man. Like you can't watch that thing and like him. It's not possible.
I actually want to see it.
It's really well done, and the casting was amazing, and they all sang their songs. Not like Lifetime movies where they are lip singing and everything's just disgusting.
No, they do that.
The casting was really good. Like they tried.
Casting is so important.
It's very important for you to believe the story. But anyway, watch it, guys. If you haven't seen it, highly recommended by me. So yeah, what else you guys wanna give to the world on today's pod?
I like to say that I love all of you, and you know it's hard out here, but you guys try, and I just want to appreciate everything you've done just in your own lives, because Buhari is not making it easy. No one is making it easy, so just take care of yourself.
Fucking tough out here.
Yeah,
it really is.
Take care of yourself,
and that's where you want
to pray.
That's all I want to say.
And you all treat you, be nice to your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, be nice to your parents. I mean, nice to your friends too, because everyone is having a really fucking hard time.
Yeah, call your friends once in a while.
Don't be a dick of a friend.
That sounds like you're subbing someone.
Yeah. Don't be a friend of a dick.
I am subbing someone. He may or may not be here.
Oh my God.
No, I'm joking. Oh jokes. I kid.
I joke.
Guys, your millennials of the week. Who would you want to... Oh, from Big Brother.
Fucking bitch. Like,
what did she do?
Her boy now, Beyonce.
Oh, right.
I didn't watch it too, but like, I just, you know.
Oh, yeah, I actually don't think I have to sit down and watch it, because as soon as I go on my timeline, there's always something from Big Brother. So I might as well not even watch it. They give me all the info I need on Twitter. But so you're going with T-Buzz,
man.
Is it T-Buzz? For fuck's sake.
T-Buzz.
Oh, T-Buzz. Okay. So it's not like T-Buzz, like TLC T-Buzz.
Nah, go for it.
T-Buzz. Okay. Well, interesting. Tim Tyler?
My millennial of the week is, without a doubt... Zendaya, because she's fine as fuck.
But did she do anything?
This week?
Yeah.
Oh, she's in New Spider-Man.
Guess what I was about to say, man. But she looks like... She doesn't look like hot.
She's like a
nerd kind of burnout. Yeah, that kind of swag. Can't wait for that shit to come out, man. Homecoming. Mm. Oh, it looks so dope.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Spider-Man Homecoming. March. Is it March?
March.
Ha, March is so late.
Yeah.
Yeah, March.
Man, I have a millennial of the week.
You don't have one?
No.
You've given up on everybody.
Like, I don't know. I didn't think hard about it enough. So.
You seem so depressed. Are you okay?
Yeah, you seem very down.
Okay. You okay, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
What about Valentine's Day?
There's Champions League on Valentine's Day.
No. What love are we spreading on Valentine's Day? Who are you giving flowers to?
I already know who I'm giving flowers to, but I can't tell you.
If it's not me, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know.
I'll get you flowers.
Thank you.
Man, economy is tough, man.
So that's the answer.
You can actually do that, you know. That's a bit more romantic, you know, thoughtful shit.
Yeah, like,
know?
Like go for a walk on Lekki Bridge at night.
For real,
go yeah, for man. A stroll. Hand
if you guys,
in hand.
If you guys need Valentine's,
the babe's down, man.
If you guys need any ideas, just
if you guys
want to
get
ask
like
me.
Cake and stuff
I'm really
for your
good.
Thing, I've got an older cousin who's like
doing cakes,
who has like an offer for you guys. So.
And my auntie does lingerie
what's
as well.
What's
so. Up? If you're
basically
if
it's a sweetheart deal, so you get like 4 cupcakes, 2 chocolate brownies,
just four.
And 4 cookies for 4K.
4K.
4 cookies, 4 cupcakes, 2 chocolate brownies.
Oh, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
Does it come with a rose? No.
I don't know, but I'll tell her, you know.
Fair enough. So we've all said Millennial of the Week.
Or if it comes with a rose, you know, the price has to go up a bit.
Okay, fair enough. So Millennial of the Week done. Any thingies?
What was your Millennial of the Week?
I didn't have one.
You know, I think
I'm going to...
I
can't think of anyone.
I actually know who my Millennial
something.
Of the Week is.
Who's
my
yours?
Millennial of the Week is Malik Perry.
Oh,
because I'm like a big fan of his transition from like producer to like pop star in his own right.
Yeah. Mine is not so Amadi.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There
we go.
There you go.
It's
fucked.
Hey, go on. So he's real
some good
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some good ones.
Right? I like Odunsi. I'm actually supposed to.
I like Odunsi, but I've said Odunsi as my millennial maybe like 5 times on this podcast thing.
Well,
so.
But I guess it can't be my millennial.
So I guess I have to chill and just.
Sorry, Odunsi.
I'm so mad.
But
yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, it's been lovely today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please share.
Download. Listen.
Read sweets.
Yeah.
Send to your lovers and friends. Are we going to do like a Valentine's Day special podcast?
Who gives a fuck about Valentine's
Day? Yeah, people care.
Okay,
like,
we can record this weekend then.
For the culture.
Valentine's Day special. Okay.
Yeah.
So, right. Till then. Bye.
Bye,
guys.
People.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
These flies on my window, a winner's and a losing game. Dip, duck, roll, and hover, they barely see a season change. While you and me live like birds on a power line, heads spinning, our fingers fried. God bless those northern lights. Our own devices, they intricate multiplies. Clocks ticking and I'm mortified. 'Cause in the back of my mind, back of my head, I'm saying, baby.